Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugru, and today's episode is all on what's best for you. Welcome back. So today's episode is going to be a smashing one. I wanted to talk about doing what is best for you. This is actually one of the hardest things, believe it or not, that most humans actually struggle with, and identifying sometimes what is best for you and what is the right road to take and what is a long-term positive progression can often be really, really hard. And there's more than one or two reasons as to why people are going to accept, prosperity and abundance and actually feel like they deserve good things in life and they deserve things to work out. Some people have trust issues with themselves and then with the ability to be able to handle a certain journey that may be super beneficial for their lives. But for whatever reason, they've got preconceived ideas about why it may not be the right road for them. It's known as a fear of success or a fear of good things happening to you. And often what we find is that this does come from a lack of self-esteem. There is actually multiple areas in life where this will cross over. It isn't generally just one area in life. It's actually something that does have detrimental effects to yourself and those around you and also to goals and things that you want to maybe achieve, but you just don't seem like you can. That is another reason. The other thing is just the inability to be able to follow through on tasks. And often when somebody finds themselves not being able to give themselves the best shot at life or really absorb great things that do come into their lives or be receptive to people around them that may be trying to do their best for them. I know a lot of us often resist what our parents tell us to try and protect us and to try and do what's best for us or give us the right advice from their own perspective. And often as adolescents, we want to, and especially as teens, actually, no, I think it's more like teens. We want to kind of go against the grain a little bit and figure things out for ourselves, make some mistakes and learn the hard way more often than not that parents were right in a lot of ways. But there is also then a time in life when we have to try and navigate who we are as adolescents and adults. And we have a transitional phase usually around our early 20s as we break away from university or as we break away from high school, going into university and then going into employment or starting our own businesses, our career. These are massive transitional periods in life. And to be honest with you, there's a lot of sticky periods where we can end up doubting ourselves and be conditioned to believe that we're either going to go after everything unlimited, we're going to just stay moderate in life and just settle for a nice and easy, relaxed life that's predictable and stable. And that might make people feel a lot more comfortable, or else we're going to reject a lot of good things and fall below or way below our even moderate standard, which you will see often if you walk into a busy city and, you know, there's people that haven't just ended up on the street. I think this is another thing that people don't really realize, or if you've seen somebody out and about on the street and they are seriously troubled, like to the point of where it looks as though they're not helpable anymore. And to be honest, there's probably a lot of people out there that can't be helped anymore. It's pushed past that point. People don't just end up there. You're not born to end up in that situation. And I think that's probably the most extreme case as to how bad things can actually get for a living human being if you are not capable of accepting and absorbing positive progression. And obviously there is tiers to everything, but no one just ends up where they're at, and nobody just ends up thinking how they do or being damaged or traumatized or anything like that. You're not born with those things. There are some medical conditions that, you know, go outside of this that can greatly impact your future. But I'm just talking about people that have had an incident happen, whether it be in their childhood, their teen years, or their adolescent years and their adult life, that has greatly impacted their ability to be able to move forward with ease. And moving forward with ease and progressing with ease is what is best for you. Now, it's so much easier to say this when you've got a big lump of trauma or lack of self-esteem or lack of self-belief or lack of trust with yourself, or there could be a variety of other reasons. Maybe you've been bullied in the past and you have, for whatever reason, never been able to break through those things that were said to you, and some parts of you still believe that you're not worthy of great things. And I just want to say, like, I'm not going to jump on my podcast and just tell you that today you're going to forget about it and that you are worthy about it, of all of these things, and that you should allow yourself to accept success, and you need that for your life, because you only live once. That's great if you're not somebody that is suffering from a substantial amount of trauma, or you feel like you've lacked control in a certain area that really mattered to you and really bugged you and caused you a lot of distress in life. It's so, so key to understand that most humans will go through times in life where they have been through something really, really difficult. And what actually is the most important thing is knowing that if one human can find strategies, coping mechanisms, educate themselves, and understand how to manage life in the most prosperous way possible from that situation, that it is possible. Because the reality is, right, you don't really know what's coming in the future. All you can do from where you're at today is put steps in place to enable yourself to try your best, even if you feel like you do not deserve certain good things in life, or that you want to resist what you think you don't deserve, or if you've made mistakes in the past because you weren't feeling good about yourself and you don't really understand why you did those things and you feel a lot of guilt and shame about things that you've done. All of these are really holding you back from being able to absorb the amazing things life has to offer, to get up every day and just feel like, I deserve to not have any problems today. I deserve not to hold myself back. I deserve not to have any self-doubt. That's actually a practice thing, because believe it or not, most people at some stage in life would have been told that they weren't good enough, would have been not selected for the team at school ever, would have never been put in the position that they really wanted to do before life gave them the reality hit that they didn't want, and you know, show them that somebody else is better than you are. And I know that it's so hard, because in school, especially like where I came from, there was so much favoritism, and so many kids got what they wanted because of who their parents were or the relationships that they had with teachers. And often, like, I would find, like, when I look back at my childhood, like, I had a really happy childhood because my parents gave me the validation and the reassurance that I felt I needed. Like, they always encouraged us to, and really, they had a different approach to us being the victim. They always ensure that they built us up from things that we didn't get, that we wanted to get, or that, and they taught us about not life being unfair so that we'd become hopeless and feel like it's literally always going to be like this, so it's so unlikely that I'm ever going to get anything. But they gave us, like, the tools and the skills to be able to at least try and get what we want, like, ask. And, you, like, they would always say, like, if you don't ask, you don't get. And they would always say, like, you need to, like, resist in some periods when you feel as though something isn't right. You need to be able to stand up for yourself, and you need to be able to express that, you know, and question things openly to understand them better, so that you get answers and you can then make your own assumption going forward from those answers. The thing with parenting is that everyone's going to be dealt with differently as a kid, but I do feel like these things do have a substantial impact on how we feel moving forward. And then obviously life events within our childhood and our teenage years are going to greatly determine how much we trust ourselves and how much validation we require in order to feel safe, and like where our limits lie as well is another thing. My parents would always tell me that anything is possible, you're going to fail like 100 times but then you're going to get it, and it was never too long either. Both my parents were on the same page with that. They were like, yeah, you are going to fail, like it's inevitable. And if I was going to dwell on failure, they would just tell me that I'm wasting time, because, you know, there's going to be the chance at success if I just continue going. on the journey and just make sure that I'm putting new steps in place to turn things around or start fresh and build something better. That's always what I was told. And it was like, and then my dad was always really big on this. And to this day, every time I talk to him, he always says, well, you're going to fall down 100 times before you get to really stand up and stay up. And that's just the reality of life. And I sort of took that with me, you know, and I feel like because I didn't have the expectation for everything to work out in my favor from early on, I guess like it allowed me to have that ease when it came to like enjoying what I did have. And I feel as though that is so important because sometimes like I feel as though we get really caught up in like what we have going well or what we get up to at the weekend or experiences that we've had and the topics of conversation to validate that we're having a good life or that things are going well or that we've got something to look forward to can be based around things that are completely outside of us. And, you know, it really does depend on those conversations that you have with friends and family. Like when people ask you what you got up to at the weekend, and if you're somebody that is around people that value experiences and going out and partying, they're going to want to know what party were you at and things like that. And if you're not somebody that's been out and partying and then the rest of the group in that environment have been, then you're going to feel like you're left out or that like your life sucks in comparison to theirs because those values are the center focus of that group. And so it really does come down to your conditioning, your environment, and what the people around you actually value to be like a good life. Because sometimes we can get really caught up in those things and then we start to question like what really matters in life and like are we doing the right thing for us, because we really look up to our peers and our family and our friends and our environment and people that we're faced with every single day. If they're so happy and ecstatic about doing X at the weekend or X as their hobby, or they're, you know, they're doing all of these things that you had never really valued that much, or you don't typically enjoy, or that aren't really in the best interest of your health, you end up falling into doing those things or needing them more in order to fit in and be validated and to connect more with these people. And it's not always the best thing for you. And so you end up resisting things that actually enable your growth and your development and who you are as a person, your values. And although all of those things don't sound as fun as having parties and going out at the weekend and living life to the max, it actually often isn't living life to the max. And you can enjoy all of those things alongside having the important things in life as your number one. The number one things in life is how you feel on the inside and how you frame the world around you. And so when you're in a position where, you know, maybe you're lacking self-esteem and things like that, if you have one or two drinks, you know, it's literally self-esteem in an instant. You don't even need to worry about tomorrow. You don't need to worry about how you look or how you talk, and you can just be free. Everyone around you is on that same page, and it just feels like so much easier. But that's just in that moment. It's not actually a permanent thing. But because as humans, we love to feel confident, we love to feel like we don't have any self-esteem issues. And as soon as we can find something that takes that problem away, and if it's an easy way out, like alcohol or drugs and partying and doing all of those social things, we're going to take that any day over really addressing why we're not happy every single day of our lives and why we do resist really good things. And over time, the problem does appear to worsen if it's not really identified. And only on the days that you're hungover do you realize the impacts of what you've done to get that temporary hit. And then the reality is, if you don't have anything in your life to be able to guide you, or any people around you to be able to show you that that is not how living a really fulfilled inner peaceful life is, that's not the healthiest way to live. And it's actually, although it seems more fun and it seems so much easier and it just seems more normal, I guess, in a lot of ways, it doesn't necessarily mean that long term it's actually going to be most beneficial for you. Like it sounds so unsexy to just go and go on a spiritual journey or to not be around all of these people having fun all the time and not doing the same things as people at the weekend that, you know, you're surrounded by, whether it be at work or, you know, your friends, and not having those same values. I think that's a scary thing for a lot of people, because you grow up with all of these people and you may remain friends with them, or you may meet new friends in work or whatever, and you really want to have these people as friends. And often, like, these people that you meet are not always going to be the people that are going to guide you to truly develop yourself. If you're lucky enough to find someone that opens your eyes up to how great you really are and wants you to be the best version of yourself, and they're constantly reinforcing really good habits into like around you, and they're leading by example and showing you what is possible, it is then up to you to be able to choose what one you think is going to be best for your life moving forward. Now, when the majority of the time you are spending is around people that are your current friends, that are your current family, that are your colleagues, and they're nothing like the people that you listen to on the internet from time to time, the people on the podcast that you hear talking about this stuff from time to time, you feel as though it's sort of like a one in a million type thing. Maybe that person is just different. Maybe, like, most people don't really want to live like that. And, like, maybe, like, I'm just cut out for more of a normal life. Like, maybe it's not something that's possible for me, because majority of the people that I know and I see in a day to day, they're not really like that. And to be completely honest with you, that is true. Like, most people aren't like that, but most people go through life pretty unhappy and they don't even know it. And the people that do know it, they're always trying to fill a void. And even if they do it on a conscious or subconscious level or a bit of both, there's always that big, deep hole that just keeps on getting bigger and bigger. And even though there's other good things that are happening in life, the ability to be able to absorb, like absorb the podcasts that you listen to and actually apply them to your life, it becomes harder and harder and harder. Because when you get to a position in life whereby you maybe tried a couple of things and it just hasn't fitted you, it's generally down to the fact that you haven't made the full transition for yourself, because you're scared. You're scared to let go of friendship. You're scared to outgrow your work environment. You're scared to not want to need to fill a void anymore. And you don't really know how that's going to be. And because you've lived a certain way for so long, it literally, for most people, this happens in their childhood and their teen years. So if you're really, like, you're in your 20s or your 30s or your 40s or your 50s, like, you've lived your whole life a certain way and you still don't feel like things are in a place that you feel at peace and at ease, and that you can actually take on the good things that come your way, or you can't, or you fail to be able to find gratitude for things like values or self-love or consistency, stability, and having that energy and that excitement just to be doing your day. Because the majority of people that you've been around your whole life, majority that you really enjoy their company, they just don't live like that. So for you, it's so much more normal and so much more fitting in order for you to stay connected with most people that you already have good long-term friendships in your family and things like that. And trust me, I'm not saying cut these people out at all, but what I am saying is that you need to be able to stand on your own two feet and do what's best for you. If you get blessed enough to find somebody that can guide you to and really open up your eyes to this, and they're a real life example of that, don't resist those things. Like, those are blessings that come into your life for a reason. Although at the time it may seem like you are, like, you think it's a bit much or it's just not you and things like that, those are all, like, just cues that, you know, your self-esteem has probably taken a hit. And there'll be so many different times in life where, like, the realization of that will hit you. But often what happens when people just seem to, like, I guess, like, take one step forward but then 10 steps back, it's like the realization that they don't feel good enough, or they're not happy with life, or they're not fulfilled, or that they think all of this stuff around them isn't good enough. But they also don't want to let it go, and they don't really know where they're going. They're lost, they're confused, they don't really feel the joys of life, the appreciation of life and things like that. Generally, what happens is that one step forward in realization and awareness can go either one way. You can just get so scared and confronted by it that you just dismiss and remove and run away from all of the things that can aid your growth. And you don't want to absorb it because you already feel so bad about yourself that it literally just feels like you don't deserve it. There's absolutely no way that you could handle this. And there's no way from where you're at right now that you can make that transition. It's like you feel lonely. You feel like you can't do it. And anything is going to be better, including going out with friends and temporarily band-aiding whatever it is that you've got deep inside of you. Having a drink at the weekends, just letting go of the problems and just getting rid of it for a little bit. That seems like a far better solution temporarily, just for now, that doesn't actually tend to ever go away. It actually turns into a cycle. And to be honest, it has to be you and you alone that actually has the courage to stand up and face your demons. And that is doing what's best for you. And that is such a courageous move, because honestly, the weird thing about it is when we sort of can predict the future in our minds from where we are, especially if we haven't been in a good place for a long time, or we've always suffered with self-esteem issues, or we've never had a real true fulfillment, or we've never felt fully at peace, the thought of transitioning your life into something better from that position is so, it can be so scary that most people just won't go forward with it. And it's so bizarre, because when you go and listen to old people that talk about life and like their regrets and what they would give as advice, and these don't have to be professionals or whatever, but they always just say, like, you need to just go after what you want to go after, because when you get old, like, all of the things that you cherished when you were young and things like that, or you valued or temporarily filled in gaps, never really give you that peace of mind that you get when you get to the point of where your friends are probably dying, you can finally come into your own, you don't really have any major aims or anything, and suddenly life is just a place of where you're content and like you're not really aiming for anything, you're enjoying it, but you don't have that youth anymore. You know that, you know, you're in your last stage of life, which is so scary. Oh, I can't believe that that is going to happen one day. And that for me is like the biggest why in the world. Like, there's going to be a period in your life, like if you make it to older age, where like you are literally like pretty much, like, I'm not going to say like this is everyone, but some people are just waiting to die. And like, can you imagine, like, for however long that goes on, whether like you're bedbound or whatever, all you're going to be doing is looking back at your decisions and like how many things you didn't do because you thought life was going to just be forever because you were young, or all the times you didn't believe in yourself, and like that little self that came into the world all those years ago is literally sitting there now, reflecting back about all the things they made such big problems internally and externally that actually have no significance to the end of the road. Like, you leave with none of it. And so why would you not be courageous? All the people around you, you should value with every little bit of your heart. You should never hold grudges toward anyone. You should never allow yourself to be stressed and worried about what the future might bring, because you've got absolutely no idea on when life's going to end in the next little while. But also, if you do make it to real old age, there's going to be a period in your life, whether it be a few years, a few weeks, a few months, a few days, where you are on your road out, and you're going to be thinking, like, provided you don't have that amnesia or whatever, then I'm pretty sure in your soul there must be something that would be able to give you a vivid memories of who you were, and what you did and what you thought of yourself. And you want to make sure that you think of yourself as somebody that respected the life that you had, because it doesn't last forever. Opportunities, they don't last forever. Like when you have something good, like guys, grab onto it and do not let it go for anything. Literally, I don't care how you feel in the moment. I don't care how much work you have to do on yourself. Literally, it is not worth it. Like every problem that you have is going to come and go. There is going to be such amazing people that walk in and out of your life. And it comes down to how you cope and you respect those things, because problems are going to be there. They're not going to matter. But all the things that you did do and you made yourself proud of doing and all the good things that you allowed for yourself, honestly, those are the things that you are going to smile about on the way out of life. Those are the things that even right now, like people, they take time for granted. Like they take time as if it is just this thing that they're never going to run out of. And most people don't even really consider this way of looking at life. They just can't be bothered to face the reality. Like, and so they waste so much time and effort on not giving themselves the best shot. Like, it's really not about, like, so many people view hard work as hard work. They don't actually think about the things that are possible in the world and going, and like the reason I like to work hard is because, one, like partying and all that is accessible at any moment. You can go to any party that you want at any moment, as long as you have an invite, or if you don't, you can go to any club at any moment. It's always there. The things that are not always there are the things that you have to earn for yourself. And those are things that create your life to be valuable. It gets you access to what is in this world. That is the only reason I ever do anything. I want to gain access to things. I want to know what it's like to live in certain ways. And I don't want to stay the same forever. If you want to stay the same forever, then you need to check yourself. You need to understand, like, what on earth about that is going to make you feel good about yourself or make you look back and smile and be proud of yourself and have given you the most experiences that you could ever known to man. When you allow yourself that greatness and you do what is best for your life, I'm sorry, you will disappoint people. There will be people around you that resist that for themselves. They never, ever, ever thought about life like this. And you know what? All they're going to do is either remove themselves or be happy for you. If they're good people, they're going to probably be happy that you're doing you and that you're courageous. And you need to be able to do that for yourself. You need to be able to identify, wow, like I actually have somebody or a people or opportunity right here that really actually can allow me and help me and support me in gaining access to all of what life has. Like maybe, you know, it's good to be open-minded. Maybe it's good to actually step out of who I used to be and step into somebody that I never thought I could be. Maybe my confidence will grow if I just allow myself to grow it. Maybe I will look back in the future and think, oh my God, that journey was never anything that I expected it, but it gave me everything and more. It opened my eyes up to X, Y, and Z. And for that, I can progress and do this. And now I know that that's possible. And all it is about allowing yourself to absorb. And you need to be able to get to the point of where, yes, you can have therapy. Yes, you can go through your trauma and your problems. But taking all this time out of your valuable life just to focus on problems, just to heal, just to better understand things. It's like in 60 years from now, however long you want to spend doing those things and however long you want to spend dwelling on the past and making life much harder for yourself and making yourself less and less proud is up to you. But there's going to be a time in life when you go, fuck, that was such a waste of time. And the more you do that, the worse you're going to feel about life in general. Like it's going to keep spiraling downwards. You're going to start attracting people that vibrate on a lower energy. You're going to start meeting people that don't give you access anymore to anything that is going to be prosperous for your future. You're going to find yourself doing things for the sake of doing them, for the sake of filling in times, for the sake of having something to look forward to, because the rest of your life isn't that exciting because you're not living up to your true potential. So I wanted to make this podcast to fully inspire and motivate you guys today. It was half an hour long, so I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think on Apple. If you could review us, that would be good, because I hope it gave you the burst of energy and an overview of life that has given you so much more clarification and open up your eyes to what's possible. I love you all so much, and thanks for listening. Bye.